Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen Diaz. Thanks for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas.
David Rankin. Coming up in April, this world is going to be focusing on Texas, on the line from Texas through Arkansas all the way up into Pennsylvania, because of something in the sky called a total solar eclipse. It's not something it's not something that happens every single day, and neither does Kristen giving us a theme song for it. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Rebecca Purvis from the Physics Department at UNT, and she's in the KRLD Zoom room. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this. You kind of have studied solar physics for your career, and you really are an expert in this. Talk to us about the infrequency of a total solar eclipse. Why is it so infrequent?
Okay, so the reason that it's infrequent is because when the moon orbits the Earth, its orbit is a little bit tilted. And so even though every single month the moon has to pass in between the Earth and the sun, almost every single time it goes a little bit above the sun in the sky or a little bit below. It's only very rarely that it passes exactly on a line that connects the Earth and the sun. And most of the time, actually, when that happens, the eclipse itself, the shadow on the Earth, is over the ocean. It's very rare that it even falls over the United States. So yeah. This is very special.
What is the significance behind this? Because so many people are really, really invested in this. I mean, this obviously being a once in a lifetime type of situation for some.
Right. So this will be my first total solar eclipse. So I'm excited just to experience what's going to happen. So what will happen when the moon completely blocks the sun, the sun's bright disk, is the atmosphere of the sun will become visible to you. And so this is the what's called the solar corona. And this is the area that I actually studied, that I did research on. And it will be these beautiful streamers, and it will extend out as far as you can see. And it just will, people say it's like a spiritual experience, just a connection with nature, and just a wonderful thing to experience, you know, just as a person. Now, scientifically, this eclipse is extremely interesting because it's happening during a time in what's called the solar cycle, which is the activity cycle of the sun, when the sun is very active. So it's very likely that while we're waiting for the eclipse to happen, when you have your eclipse glasses on and you're looking at the sun or you're looking through a telescope, you may see sunspots. You may see activity. There may be the sun may put on even an extra show for us this time.
But we have no way of knowing if that's the case or if that's going to happen. But let's talk about the fact you brought it up. The solar eclipse glasses are extremely vital to make sure you're wearing, because it's extremely dangerous to be looking at a total solar eclipse.
Yes, it is extremely dangerous. So, and it's because our eyes don't actually let us know that the damage to our eyes is happening. So the analogy is when you touch a hot stove, you immediately know that you've hurt yourself, right? Like the burn happens instantly. But you can look up at the sun and not realize that you're damaging your eyes. So I have some eclipse glasses here, some College of Science, UNT eclipse glasses. So you need to wear these the entire time, except the very short 2 to 4 minutes of totality. And that is the only time that you can take your glasses off. Now, how will you know when totality happens? Because when you look through the glasses, you will not see anything anymore. Up until totality, you will see a little crescent of the sun or a little bright spot. As soon as that bright spot goes away, you know you can take your glasses off.
And so many scientists all over the world, this is huge for them. What are some, mm-hmm. what's some of the data that's going to be collected? What are we going to learn from this?
Right. So when we see that extended atmosphere of the sun, we can see it in much more detail during this natural eclipse, right? Like the moon blocking the sun, compared to what are called artificial eclipses. So when we get a telescope to do it, we just get more refined details. And that helps scientists to validate and improve their models. So it's very important, you know, in terms of studying the sun. Another really interesting thing that's happening is we're doing some studies here on Earth of how the Earth's atmosphere is going to respond. So when the moon starts to block the sun, there's not as much energy being deposited into the Earth's atmosphere. And that is important because it changes how things like radio waves are bounced and propagated off of the atmosphere. And so if any of your listeners are interested in actually helping scientists, they can build their own radio antenna and actually like participate in the eclipse and give data to scientists.
Now, we had a kind of a sneak preview of this last October mm-hmm. 14th with what they called the annular solar eclipse. How is mm-hmm. that different than this total one?
Okay, so the moon's orbit around the Earth is complicated by the thing I already mentioned, which is the tilt, but there's another layer to it. It does not orbit in a perfect circle. So as the moon goes around the Earth, sometimes it's a little bit closer, sometimes it's a little bit farther. And so in October, it was a little bit farther away, which means it's smaller in the sky and it could not completely block the sun. It did pass directly through the middle for some viewers, and they saw that ring of fire, but no one saw the sun completely blocked. This time, the moon's a little bit closer, so it will block the whole thing. And it's actually closer than it was in 2017, so there's going to be longer duration. So in Dallas, people will have almost 4 minutes, and then it's wider, so there are more people in the path.
Absolutely fascinating. And what about, you know, again, this is probably a stupid question, but you know, just like the moon has a, you know, like a, it's like a magnet field, right? You know, with waves and the way that it affects like the high tide and the low tide, it's kind of like a magnet, right?
That's a gravitational effect. So it's literally okay. The mass of the moon is pulling the ocean.
So could this affect anything like that? Oops, sorry. No, could that affect anything like that with the eclipse as well?
I don't think so. That's a good question, though. But I don't think there should be any kind of changes with tides or any kind of atmospheric changes with like a storm, for example. Like there shouldn't be lightning or any kind of like thing like that. The big thing that the change that's going to happen is that the reduced energy from the sun is mm-hmm. going to change. Basically, how do I say this?
Well, you were saying the radio waves and whatnot.
Right. So it changes the composition, basically. We can say not just like the temperature in the atmosphere, but the actual composition. So the amount of charged particles. And that is really interesting scientifically, but not in terms of like weather.
It is fascinating.
Is something like this going to affect animals at all? Will animals behave strangely during the solar eclipse?
They will. They are creatures of habit, and they will think that it is dusk. They will think that night is coming. And so there's a really cool project that's called Eclipse Soundscapes, where you can, again, participate in collecting data for scientists. This is a study where they're going to be listening basically for wildlife to respond. So insects, birds, and then you can observe what's going on around you and participate. So it should be very interesting. In a lot of ways.
Very cool.
Let's also talk one other thing. What are you doing at UNT? How are you celebrating? We've heard about what they're doing, say, in downtown Dallas. What can mm-hmm. people do with our friends at University of North Texas?
Okay, so the University of North Texas main campus here in Denton is just outside of totality, so 99.8%. So we, instead of encouraging people to come to campus day of, so on April 8th, we at the College of Science are hosting what we're calling pre-eclipse parties, and they are called totality awesome parties. And those are the two Saturdays before the eclipse. So we would like to invite the entire community to come with us and or come be with us on campus before the eclipse so that you can be educated on things that you can do during the eclipse, any questions or concerns. I'll be giving a science talk if you want to learn more science about the eclipse. So we would like you to come join us before. Now, the Frisco campus is in totality. So on April 8th, you can go to our Frisco campus and enjoy a fun day.
It's amazing. It's amazing how something just as so close to for us mm-hmm. can make such a huge difference as far as the totality of an eclipse.
Right, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are looking forward to that. What I also love is just the fact that you're a woman in STEM. And I think I think it's wonderful. I think that all these kids that are going to come out and be able to hear you talk about the science and get exposed to that is just a great opportunity as well. So, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Rebecca Purvis from the Physics Department, University of North Texas. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.